Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us this week. Don, you're here.
I'm here.
I didn't know what you looked like anymore.
Yeah.
Ava, you're here.
Thank goodness.
And I'm here. I'm Eric, and I am one of the hosts with the mostest of the Valley Outdoor Show. We've got a lot coming up today. We're going to talk a little bit, you know, Minnesota. It's a story from Minnesota. Fraud seems to be a happening thing in the state, so we got a story coming out about that. We got other things going on as well around the country. Walleye tournaments have started on Lake Erie. We'll talk a little bit about that. And, yeah, the catch rate, totally allowable catch on Lake Erie is also set. Lots more besides that coming right up.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Good to see you, Donald,
yeah,
as always.
It's good to be back.
Back in and gallivanting across the country.
Yeah, well, it's been a busy year and just getting it wrapped up. Spent a little time in the sun and
now back
in the saddle.
Yeah, I got to spend that down in the Palm Beach Boat Show a week or so ago, and that was warm.
It was warm. I was there the same time you were.
Yeah. And
so does that mean it's my turn? Everybody's going to Florida. Is it my turn?
It is.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Go.
Good to know.
Have at it.
I got to see the Artemis. Artemis 2.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. From Orlando.
That'd have been cool.
Yeah.
I know my buddy is in Stewart. They actually saw it from 100 miles away. Flames coming out. It was pretty crazy. You can see it that far away.
Yep.
They actually, there's some of the reports that they had 6 meteorite strikes when they went around the dark side of the moon, back side of the moon. So,
kind of, on the moon?
No, they got hit.
Oh, the capsule
did? The capsule did.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Kind of be interesting to hear the stories now that they're
back.
Now that they're back.
Yep.
So, we'll anxious to hear about that. But,
yeah.
What was I going to jump into? I was going to jump into something. I forget what it was. We might as well just start off with the NWT tournament, right? We're looking at the 2-day event. 44 pounds is in the lead. Austin Tomasek. Not sure where he's from. They've changed their coverage. But this is the National Walleye Tour out of Monroe, Michigan, which is just... I believe it's north of Toledo and south of basically the Detroit River. So it's kind of that in-between area there. And the wind, oh, my goodness, blowing.
Which way is it out of?
I believe it was out of the west.
So.
And the guys that were having to go that went out to the reefs or in that area that were doing some
That's a pretty long haul from there, isn't it?
Sonar. Yeah, that's not a good thing. But I watched some of the live coverage on the water, and the struggle bus was definitely had left the bus stop. It was a struggle city, trying to maintain boat control, trying to watch forward-facing sonar and see what was going on at the same time was almost impossible, and they couldn't get it to go. It was tough.
So how big are the rollers and that kind of wind?
They're
8 foot.
Well, it depends on where you're at, Don, because you've got a, it'll build from in that direction. You know, I thought it was, in one point I thought it was out of the south, and so it was blowing, and it can pick up at that speed, 20 mile an hour with gusts, it can pick up pretty doggone quick, and even from the south shore. So the thing was, it was chocolate milk, and there's some areas that are clean. You use the satellite photos, satellite images to, you know, as a pro, you're looking to find where that clean water is. You're not going to try and go, you know, because the spot was wherever, and oh, you look at it, it's like solid chocolate milk. The only areas that you can actually catch fish on that's going to be on top of the reefs where the fish are really just stacked, thick. But that's where you have to make sure that you have that vision on what's clean and what's not, and that's where the pre-fish comes in, and hopefully you don't have any big blows that shift it, because the current, if you ever pull up anything on Lake Erie as far as the satellites and watch the mud, it gives you an indication of where the current's coming through. Especially you get the slosh effect. So if it's really hard blowing out of the west, it blows through the islands, and there's two sections. It blows through above the main island area, the group. Pelee is the northern island, and it would go below Pelee, which is in Canada, and then it would go through the other islands that put in bay, those islands there, and then it comes through what's called a slap chute. That's the other side. So you've got two main areas that the water will go through. And when it comes through and pushes, and if you have an opposite direction wind, that's when things get really bad. I watched several boats go down right there. Tournament boats, not good. And you really have to know how to drive at that point, and you really need to take the time not to go into them or not to go
stay away
with them. You know, but, you know, there's one of the events we fished out there. The wind was blowing 25 out of the northwest, northeast, which out there runs the whole length of the lake. The spot we got onto, the waves were 11 feet. So, you know, trolling was the big thing a number of years ago. And day one it was, and this fits in with what's going on. Day one, you can't win. You're not going to win it on day one, but you can lose it. So if you don't have at least a decent catch of fish, there's no hope on day two you make it. I mean, if you don't, you get one or two, you've got to have a limit.
Right.
And so we ended up day one, my first spot, right down the tubes, gone. I mean, it was nothing. We had 75 boats staring at each other going, what happened to the bite? So I went and jigged up some fish. And day two, I told my guy, I said, we're going back. Nobody was there. Good reason why, the bays are so big, and we ended up in fifth place. We took a really nice bag of fish, but we had to come back through the islands because that slap shoot created just stupid, sick, big waves. So,
yeah.
But
I've been on Erie, I think, just twice, and that was back in the days when In Fisherman was running the walleye trail.
Yeah.
And boats disappear right next to you.
Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, there it is. All you see is the inside of the boat because they're going straight up and down. It's pretty crazy. But, you know, we'll just talk a little bit about when you come back about some of the weights that are there and a drop-off and that kind of thing. So, tell you what, hang tight. We'll be right back with more Valley Outdoors.